the rest of the story. It happened the evening of July 27. John and Walter were dining together. In the days preceding, Walter had appeared depressed, and John was asking him about the depression, when all at once, without the slightest indication of what he was about to do, Walter grabbed a table knife from the place setting before him, aimed the point of the table knife precisely as he could at his heart, and thrust it powerfully into his chest. Well, a moment later, blood was spilling and spattering all over the room. John cried out. Several men rushed in. They had all been told to keep an eye on the prisoner, but until now, nobody had imagined what might happen if they did not. For that prisoner was Walter. John was his jailer. They'd been having dinner in his cell when, without warning, Walter did what he did. Why? Suicide was so unlike Walter. Why? He was a strong, confident personality, brimming with virtually irrational optimism. On the other hand, the good fortune which continually nourished that optimism had abandoned him. A framed political prisoner, he had lost his main sources of income, his house, his position, all in a matter of weeks. And such were the crimes of which he was accused that he now stood on the brink of losing even more, perhaps even his life. At 51, it could easily have seemed that his life was over. So die now rather than to draw it out? It sounds logical. Or what about this, as some have conjectured? A bid for public sympathy. For you see, Walter did not quite manage to kill himself that midsummer night. The dull-pointed table knife had indeed made a bloody mess, yet having struck a rib, it produced only a superficial wound. Word gets out that Walter has tried to kill himself. The people in the streets call for clemency. Finally, in the name of public relations, clemency is granted. Now, there's a problem with that theory, because nobody in the streets liked Walter very much. Most folks would then have delighted in his despair. Walter really did want to die, a contention supported by the fact that only days before his botched suicide attempt, he'd tried to bribe a guard to procure for him a long, thin, sharp knife, ostensibly for some innocent purpose. Walter was imprisoned for 13 years, after which he was released. The significance of those years, which might otherwise have been lost, was that during those years he wrote his masterpiece, History of the World. Through letters only recently authenticated, we've learned even more about this remarkable businessman, author, poet, courtier, and explorer. And among the miscellaneous details of his life, we have learned this. When imprisoned for treason in the summer of 1603 in the Tower of London, he realized that if convicted, all of his remaining property would be confiscated, and his wife, with nothing to inherit, would be penniless, homeless. And yet, should he die prior to being convicted, his property would promptly become hers. For all your life, you've been told about the gallant Walter, Sir Walter Raleigh, who laid down his cloak for his queen. That probably never happened. But now you've met the man who laid down his life for his love. Because now you know who. The rest of the story.